Thursday morning. It's Andrew Zimmel hanging out with you on a rainy Thursday morning. And I have one of my closest friends in the radio station with me right now from Chicago Zoo. It's Tom hanging out with me. How's it going?
It's going great. If the rain quits, it'll be better.
It'll be a lot better. Now, I got a lot of things to talk to you about, including how busy the zoo's going to be this summer. But we have a friend with us in studio today. You want to introduce her?
Well, we brought Tess with. Tess is a boa constrictor that we've had at the zoo since she was the size of a pencil when she first came. She's 29 years old, and that's really old for a red-tailed boa. And she's out exploring everything, and I think some of the staff here at the radio station are going to beat me when I put her away. But Tess is loving this. She's checking everything out on here. And the reason we brought Tess with is reptiles. We moved Snappy the alligator yesterday. He is out on exhibit. He's one of the favorite of the kids. And with all the school groups coming in, that Snappy is one next week. This week we've been busy with buses in there. We'd have 200-300 kids every morning. Next week we have one day where we'll have over 500 school kids from up to 150 miles away. They're going to be there on Tuesday. So, you know, we love this time of the year to see all the smiley face of the kids and to have answer their questions. And our educator, Bruce, does an awesome job with the children and the adults.
That's so cool. It's like you said, Reptile Week. Do you give the whole week to reptiles this week?
Yeah, we're doing everything about, and on these rainy days, we take and we bring the kids inside for special presentations because this is their spring outing, and we want them to have a great time.
Now, tell me that story. We were talking a little bit off air about the youngest person, or should I say 99 years young.
99 years young. We were doing a presentation, and I had this lady come up, and she said, "I've been scared of snakes my whole life." And we talked about it, and she touched it. Pretty soon she looks at her daughter and says, "Get the camera ready. Will you put the snake around? Because am I ever going to do it any younger?" And she got to hold the snake, and afterwards she goes, "Why did I wait so long?" She said, "This is not what I expected."
I'll tell you what, when you came in and I saw you had your little bag of goodies, I was like, what did Tom bring me today? And, oh boy, pulls out the boa constrictor, and you mentioned that you got it around your neck because it gives off the warmth that, you know, lets the boa constrictor give a little bit of support. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's a great way to carry them, and, you know, it's to make the snake comfortable. And Tess, she has been touched and handled by thousands and thousands of people, you know, because imagine, she is over 7 feet long. I'm not sure her exact length, but when we got her, she was the length and the thickness of a pencil 29 years ago. So she's been around, and she's growing quite well.
Yeah, I would say so. Tom from Chicago Zoo hanging out with us this morning. And we talked a little bit about the rain. Doesn't put you guys into too tough of a bind, though.
No, it doesn't. You know, we, like I said, we try to make sure that everybody's there. The animals are out. They have shelter. They can run back and forth. And if it rains a lot or thunder and lightning, we lock them inside till it passes, and then we bring them out. And we make sure our guests can have the best time possible by bringing out the reptiles so they get to see that. If it's pouring outside, Bruce will bring the snakes out to show the kids. And he has quite the collection in the education there of different things that he can show people. And it's not just for kids. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. I learned something new today, Tom, talking to us about some reptiles. Now, give me some things that we're doing the rest of the month of May. What's coming up?
Everything is coming up. We're trying to get things dried out at the zoo. So everything is coming out. The new yaks are out on exhibit. Ooh. And if you go by, they're down by the llamas and the alpacas. And they seem to be a favorite there with the yaks, that people really love those. And they're just young. They're under 6 months old. So you'll get to watch them grow through the years. And by this fall, they should be in that 400-500 pounds. Right now, they're about 100 pounds to 120. So it's pretty cool to see the little yaks out there running around. And they've been a fan favorite of people. And, you know, you got your standbys, the bison and elk. The elk is just getting his velvet rack. And this year it looks like he's going to push a really big one. It is really growing fast out there. And, you know, the primates, the cheetahs are up. You got to watch one of the cheetahs. She likes to hop up in her tree. Even though cheetahs aren't supposed to climb trees, she chooses to climb trees. So it's a great year. The Tiger Building, hopefully, if the weather cooperates, will be done the end of this week or the beginning of next week, and then we can bring new tigers in. So we're just waiting on construction, and with all the rain, it's been a tough year for construction this spring with all the rain and then all the snow we had all winter.
Well, it's going to dry up here at some point, and if you're in the area, or even if you're not, if you're 150 miles away coming over, go to the Chihinko Bazooka. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Yep, you get to see something from just about everywhere in the world, and it's a great place to go to bring your kids, and the staff loves it when you come up and ask them questions. You'll see Kathy and myself on the pathways, Bruce is on the pathway, and the keepers are, and don't hesitate to come up to them and say, I have a question. You know, that's part of the enjoyment we get out of it, is being able to help. And trust me, we do not know everything, and we will be the first to say, great question, we don't know.
Tom, thank you so much for coming in. You made my day, for sure.
Well, that's great. Now we're going to get you to hold Tess and get your picture with her.
Oh, 100%. That's what we're going to do off air. You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.